Today's shiur, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Shin Gimel, Sifim Gimel through Tes, believe it or not. And this is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Thursday, January 22nd. January 22nd. Gimel. Lo Seisei Bekipa Shal Tzemer. Oh, let me just, before we, okay, yeah. So Lo Seisei Bekipa Shal Tzemer. Okay, so you can't, go out with this woolen keeper. A woman should not go out with this woolen keeper on her head. That's not talking about a yarmulke, okay? It's a woolen head covering on her head, okay? But we'll see what it is. It's not really a total head covering. Dainu chute de amra de gedilin. These are intertwining woolen threads. Vavidi ki hutza, and it's like hutza. What are hutza? If you don't sukkah, you'll know what hutza is. Perish. They're like utensils that were made out of leaves of palm branches that are woven. Okay, so you have here these woven intertwining threads of wool that look like chutzas, which were woven leaves of palm branches. Okay, just imagine what that looks like. It sounds beautiful. Masha'en kein itzdema. Okay, as opposed to itzdema, which wasn't this woven thing on the head, hasuya kimin levet. It was like one big piece of cloth felt, kedeisa begemarisha. Okay, not like the itzdema we're going to see about soon enough. Okay, so you have this kippah shel tzemer, which is this intertwining woolen threads, and look what he says now, Shulchan Aruch, urechavim kishtei etzbos. It was two finger breaths wide. Kishir tzitz, like the size of a tzitz. Okay? So you can't go out with that. So let's see what this all is about. What? Tzitz of the head plate. Yeah. It's like a seer of a tzitz, like of a head plate. So look what he says. But this would go on her head. Okay? Look what he says. Yudbeis. So instead of wearing on the forehead, they wear it on their head. But it was this, like, you know, it was the size of a tzitz. So look at Yudbeis. Oh, sorry, Yud Aleph. Lo Tzeitze, I am the Kamar Reish Sif Yud Ches. That was my intro. That in Sif Yud Ches, we'll see all the bottom line halachas of where these apply, only with the Rabbim, even in a Karmelis, it's going to be Aser. We'll see when we get there. But now Yud Beis, Kishir Tzitz. So this thing is the Shir of Tzitz. Ru Tachshit. It's a fancy piece of jewelry. The Chayshinan, and we're afraid, Dilma Shalfa Me Umachve. This type of kippah, the shel tzemer, okay, was a fancy piece of jewelry because it was woven on the head, and she's going to show it to her friend. Okay, now let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we'll go back to the Shulchan Aruch. He says the lo beitzdema, and she also can't go out with felt. Dahainu matlis, the type of cloth. Okay, she tolim bo chutin shel tzivonim. She used to wear this cloth thing on her head. And what would she have on this cloth felt on her head? Look what it says. Tolen bo chutin shel tzivonim. She'd have stringy, colored strings hanging down from it. Can you imagine this? This piece of felt with strings hanging down around the different colors. Why would she wear it?
Maybe colors.
Okay, yeah, tzivonim colors. Why would they wear this? Look what he says. V'tolen oisa lekala. The kala would wear this. La friach mimena azvuvim, to keep the flies away from the kala. Okay, we should get one of these. We should sell these things in OJ. Okay, put them on the head. Walk around with the strings. Keep the flies away. Okay. All right. What? No, it wasn't mechubadik for the kala to have the flies going up her nose. So they'd have the felt hat with the strings coming down. Okay. So look what he says. All right. So look what he says, Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. Okay, so why was that aser? Is that for the same reason as the itzdema aser for the same reason as the kippah shel tzemer? So he says no. This is different. This is a different aser. This is a real problem. This is aser legamrei. Because look what he says. V'zeh eino lo tachshit. This is not a tachshit. It's not jewelry. V'lo malbush, and it's not a malbush. Bahavi kemasa, wearing that kind of thing is mamish carrying on Shabbos. Doraisa. Shetolin also rak lafriach, because she's wearing it only to keep away the buggies. And therefore, it's not considered something that's serving, okay, her body. Okay? You might have thought differently. And then he says, Neshim yamod la zvuv al panah, because if a zvuv comes to her face, he misbayeshas legarsho. Okay? She'd be what? Embarrassed. She'd be embarrassed, like a coward would be embarrassed to go like this. Okay? So she'd wear this itzma in order to keep the bugs away from her. Okay, let's move right to Dalit. Lo teitze be'ir shel zav. She should not leave with an ear shel zav. What does that mean? A city of zav? So what this was, as we're going to see in a second, it's a type of chash of gold jewelry. Uperish Rashi, shutach shit agol. It's a round piece of jewelry. Umitzayrin bo kimin ear. And they draw a picture that looked like a city. Okay? You had a city, like, you know, the city of gold on the gold. The Yeshba Emsa Lashon, and it had a certain tongue. Shemechabrin Osa Lamalbush. It had a certain piece that you'd be able to take this thing, this circular jewelry that has a picture of, you know, Yerushalayim and HaKadosh, and then a brooch, and it placed it on. Okay? So he's saying that's also going to be a problem. Okay? Shemechabrin Osa Lamalbush. Rabbi Natan Perish Shehu Ke'en Atoa LaRosh. The Rabbi Natan said this ear shall zav was like a round thing that was actually like a what? Was actually like a crown. Okay? Either way, what's the issue? Look at Yudalid. Tachshit agol. Rashi shita is it? It's a round tachshit. Va'av she'ein derech leilech ba'ela isha chashuva. Even though only a real chashuv isha would be wearing this. And we're going to see later on that an isha chashuva usually doesn't do what? Usually doesn't take off her jewelry to show it. She doesn't got to show off her jewelry. She's an isha chashuva. Okay? Here, mikol makom chayshinim gam bo dil ma'asil achri. This, however, is so fancy that we're afraid that this she's going to show. Shechashiv tvei, it's more chashiv than what we're going to see coming up. The regular klila dil kama, the regular jewelry that a chashiv woman doesn't take off, this is so fancy that even a chashiv woman will take off, according to Rashi. Okay? Tezvav, and this is the same shot according to the Rebbe Tam as well. Just a different item. Tezvav, Shemechabrim also. Okay? And according to Rashi, they would attach this brooch to the outfit. Eino chibur gamur. Okay? It's not a total chibur. It's not like it was sewn onto the outfit. Because if it was sewn onto the outfit, we wouldn't what? We wouldn't be choshish. She's going to take it off to show it to anyone. The Yechol Lashofa. She could, it's clipped on, or it's put on in a way, either with a pin or a clip, whatever this is. Okay, this tongue, I guess it was like more like a clip, okay, she could take it off. The Kevan Shu Takshit, since it's jewelry, Chayshin and Dilma Shofa Machve, we're afraid she's going to come and show it, okay, to her friends. V'zeh HaTam, and this opinion is also L'Fayr Shabbat HaTam. This opinion is also called Shabbat HaTam, with the, what, with the, fancy razzle dazzle crown. Okay? Hey. Klila. Klila. Okay, Klila. Vu tachshis tachshit shemani chaso al padachta me ozen la ozen. A klila is a type of jewelry that she'd put on her forehead, okay, from ear to ear, the kosharta, and she would tie it, biritsuos, atluyos, she would tie it with hanging strings. Muteres latzeisbo. She can go out with it. What's the reason? We'll see in a second. He says, Bein shehi asua mechaticho shel zav, whether this klila was made out of, okay, pieces of gold that was charuzos bechut, that was strung on a string. Bein she also chatichos, whether these pieces of gold were actually what? Were actually kvuos b'matlis. Or instead of hanging on a string, they were pasted onto a cloth. Either way, this is a fancy razzle dazzle jewelry that she would wear on her forehead with gold on it, all that kind of stuff. So why are you allowed to go out? So this is what we were talking about before. Bein shehi asuya. Whether Look what he says. Hatam. What's the reason? Deman darka lemipak bezeh. Who is the one that are going to wear these types of jewelry? Okay, on the forehead. Isha chashuva. Only an isha chashuva. Vehilo shofa umachve. An isha chashuva who wears these fancy things, she's not going to show it off. Okay? Only the middle class will show off the fancy jewelry. But the isha chashuva, they're not going to show off the fancy jewelry. Yeah, Rabbi Shemesh women. Okay, ha'poiskim. Okay, the custom ha'poiskim. The b'shar tachshitim shekol ha'noshim regilos ben. The poiskim here say that other tachshitim that the noshim alat, the noshim are regilos ben, and the noshim other noshim wear af chashuva asurat seis ben. It's very interesting. What would you say about an isha chashuva wearing regular jewelry that everyone else wears? L'chaira, she should be able to wear it, because if she doesn't show off her fancy jewelry, Kal v'chomer, she's not going to show off her lousy jewelry. Okay? He says, no, that's going to be aser. Why is that aser? Look what he says. The lo plug rabbanim b'takanasam. Because once they asered it, they asered the items. And therefore, it wasn't that Isha Chashuva had a heter. It was the jewelry of an Isha Chashuva because it was the jewelry of the Isha Chashuva that became mutter. But if it's not her jewelry, if it's regular jewelry, then even on Isha Chashuva it's going to be also, and because we're afraid she's going to take it off and show it to her friends. Not the Isha Chashuva. Isha Chashuva is never going to, but low plug. It was actually defined as Aser, period. Because that's the type of jewelry that people will take off to show to their friends. Let's go by Devav. Risukia, you gotta finish up. We got a lot more to do here. Risukia. Ta'ina chatichas mi'il. Rechava. What is Risukia? These are what? These are pieces of jacket that are wide. Jacket pieces, not the full jacket. Okay, so he says, Im yesh ba ritzuos kitzaros, tluyas ba lekashran. If these pieces of the jacket have what? Have straps, small straps hung on them, that can lekashran ban, so that you can tie these pieces of the jacket on you. Ulahadkan svivoseh, dimahadek, and they can be tightened around her in a tight way, then shari. Then she can wear these pieces of jacket. Then Amo Ritzuros, but if it didn't have these straps to make it tight, usser. Again, this is obviously a jacket. Somehow these are jackets that will fall off if they're not wide, if they're not tightened. So that's what he says. Yud Zayin, usser, why? The Chayshin and Shema Yipo v'asel asuye. Because with Choshesh, maybe they'll come off. And by the way, this is a halacha that we saw earlier. That you can't wear things that the Choshesh, they're going to fall off. Loose shoes and things like that. Right, a little girl walking out with her mama's shoes might be problematic because they're going to fall off. Okay, let's move right there. Ches. Anyway, he said the end of Zayin. By Yehonah, we're mashing ourselves to Mitziv Katan Ches. Check out what we saw earlier in Mitziv Katan Ches. Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo seitzei benizme ha'af. Okay. The person should not go out with nose rings. Sorry, I thought the nose rings were for you, but anyway. You should not go out with nose rings. But you can go out with earrings. You can't go out with nose rings, but you can go out with earrings. We'll see what the difference is in a second. Haga, what's the reason why you can go out with earrings? So this is very important. Because her ears are usually covered by her what? By her hair. However, in places like by us, where women are nayeg to what? To have their ears being shown, it's usher to go out with earrings, sheba ozen, heicha de derech lotzia misham, where the derech is to not leave them on permanently. In other words, if women have earrings that they wear permanently, sometimes they just put them in, they have them permanently. But earrings that people take off, okay, it's also to wear. So look what he says here. You test. Benizme ha'af. The after tachshiru, the after tachshiru, even though what? Even though these earrings are what? Are jewelry. Dilma shofa umachve va'asi lasuye da'aramos. Okay? Even though these nose rings are jewelry, and you should be able to wear them because you've got to wear jewelry, we're afraid, hey, come check out my nose ring. Okay? And a nose ring is not just worn by Isha Chashuvas. A nose ring is worn by all, you know, middle class, right? All, because they're not worn in Beit Shemesh, of course, because we only wear the fancy jewelry there. Okay? But the nose ring, okay? Nose rings are late in the year. Okay, anyway. Then he says, Chaf, benizme ha'ozen. However, earrings, okay, we said are mutter. Because she's not going to show off the earrings. The trichala milsa, the mishla bachvuye. It's a big hassle for her to do what? To go under her hair covering, or whatever there, that are covering her ears, go into her earmuffs, and take off the jewelry. But they shazna mechuzet b'kishurim. Since her earrings are covered, one more. Since her earrings are covered with what? With the folds of her kerchief, it's a hassle to get in there. So she's not. We're not afraid she's going to go and show off her jewelry because it's a hassle for her to get into her kerchief. Tess, lo teitze b'machat nekuva. Okay, now this is very interesting. Let's say you have a woman has a needle. Okay, so you have a needle with a hole in it that you could sew with. So you're not going to stick a needle, a woman's not going to stick a needle in her outfit and walk around with that needle that has the what? That has the hole in it. Okay? What's the reason for this? We'll see soon enough. And he says, v'myotza chayeves. If she goes out with this needle, she's going to be chayeves. Mamish chayev minatera. Skila. That's what he says. Go to Mr. Berg, Chaf Aleph, Lo Teitzei, Hainu Afilu Kishi Techuva Bebigda, even if it's pinned into her outfit, the Derech Hotzah Hi Be'isha L'Kulei Alma. This is the Derech Hotzah. This is the way a woman carries her needles. Same way a woman would carry her needle in her hand, she'd carry her needle in her shirt. So therefore it would be Mamish Hotzah Doraisa. U'le'inyan Ish, and with regard to a man, Ayin la'el b'shin aleph. Check it out in Shin Aleph. If you weren't with us yet in Yaimi, you can go and check it out online on yoy.org. Chav beis chayaves. She's going to be chayev. Dahave masoy. It's going to be like carrying the afilu mamedes. But look what he says here. Even if she does what afilu mamedes ba kishureha. Even if she's using it functionally, where she's holding folds together in her hair, in her kerchiefs, right? She's not just putting it into her shirt. Even if it's actually serving a purpose of holding her kerchief together, right? Oh, so geres ba maftechei chalukah, or it's closing the openings of her robes. Ein derech lahamid belizgor benekuva. It's not the derech to go ahead and tie these things and hold these things together with a needle that has a hole. A needle with a hole is for sewing, not for holding, pinning things together. The lechein havi masui. Therefore, it's going to be a what? A masui you're carrying. The derech hotzasakach b'chol is the way she carries during the week. Litei mechatim tikhuvim b'tziva. To put these needles in her kerchief, or bebigda, or in her clothes, chaf gimel, kishu reha. We have to move on in the Shulchan Aruch. Look what we're finishing up now. The she'ena nekuva, if it's not nekuva, if there is no holes in the needle, imameda ba kishu reha, mutar ha'tzeisbol. So he says as follows, let's say you have a needle, we'll finish in 2 minutes here. Let's say you have a needle that doesn't have a what? It doesn't have a hole in it. So that depends. If it's there to hold the folds of your clothes together or the kerchief together, then the woman would be allowed to wear this out. But if it's not holding anything functionally together in the kerchief or in the clothes, it's just pinned on, then it's going to be usher. What's the issue? Let's see. So he says, kishura, da'inu kishurei tzi'ifa. It means it is the different folds of her kerchief is being held together with the pin. Oshis ogeres bor, it closes maftechei chaluka, the openings of her robes, v'chayotzei baza. Then it's going to be mutter. He says, yesh me'achronim shekasu, the davka kesha ha'machat, eina osu diskashe po. There are those that say this is dafka when the machat is not to be what? Not to act as jewelry. Va'az mutter mitam, then it's going to be mutter mitam, shekeiman shi meshameses la, since it's being used for her clothes with tzorech levisha, harehi kebeis yad lamabushim. It's considered an attachment to her clothes, which will be okay. Aval imasu diskashe po, however, if it's being used for jewelry, kagon shirosha echad av, where the pin is wide on one side, vasuke ain tashin, and it looks like a piece of jewelry, then also be the rabbanon, it's going to be also be the rabbanon lahamid ba kishura, to go ahead and hold up even the folds, dilma shofa umachve lechaberta, because maybe she'll come and take off, this piece of jewelry and show it to a friend. The Yesh Omen, the Bekol Gavni Shari, others say no matter what it's going to be okay, the Kevin, the Litzniya Savida, Lo Shofo Machvei, since it's being there, it's there to hold on what? It's there to hold up her clothes together, so therefore even though it's a jewelry, it's going to be mutter to wear it, why? Because she's not going to take it off, because her kerchief is going to fall off, her clothes are going to fall off. Okay, one second, let me just finish. Okay, the Yesh Omen. And as we said, the whole Gavni Shari, the Kevin, the Tiyas, Abidah, Lo Shabbat, Machmei. Shalom Yisgar, Asar, and Aliba. She's not going to take it off because she doesn't want her hair or her body to be shown. Her lave. The Chaim of Tzadid, Agra, the Bira. And this is how the Gra holds. The Iker Tam, Hayata, B'ma'amadeh, Kishura, Mishum, the Tzniyas, Abidah. The Iker Tam of this Heter, okay, is the cause of Tzniyas. The Al-Kain, Elim, Chos, B'yah, and Ogin, Lahakel, B'zeh. And therefore, you don't have to be moche those that are makel. The kol shekain machad she'ena rekuva, and for sure machad that has no hole, shekorim shpilke af shirocha echad av, even though one side is thick, ein asui ke ein tachshit kol kach, it's not made like a tachshit so much, ve'efshad l'kule yalma shari, therefore everyone would allow it, as long as it's attaching and tying two parts of the kerchief or the clothes together, you'd be allowed to go out with such a pin, okay? And therefore he says, you can be somech lahakel, lahamid ba kishurim, to keep the pieces together. Last one, usher. Usher at Tzeisbo. If the pin is not keeping together the fold, then it's going to be usher to go around with it. But Tzeisbo kishihi wat, techuva b'tzeifa, when it is attached to the wat, when it is attached to the kerchief or to the beged, if it's not keeping the folds together, it's going to be usher. Even if it's fancy jewelry, you go nosha av, where it's one side is thick. The usher can't tash it, doesn't attach it. The ain bachi, where there wouldn't be any chi of the oraisa, afilu achi usher with the rabbanan, therefore shalfa umachvei. Maybe you're going to show it to people. The kosher came to me, no one's like a tashit, and for sure if this pin is not made like a tashit, and it's not serving her in any way, in terms of keeping the clothes together, the nefshav masa, it's going to be what? It's going to be mamish carrying the pin, even if it has no hair, the chayev es chatas. Okay? And then he says, and he said you should realize, that the fact that it's not made like a tashit, afilu in srichat, even if you need that needle for some purpose, to go ahead and make a part in her hair. It's for sure going to be a masri, because it's not serving the clothes. It's there to ultimately serve you like a comb. A person can't go out with all the things that they need and it's attached to their clothes. If it's not a malbush, it's not a tachshit. So let's just sum it up. What he's saying is if it's a needle with a hole in it, then it's always going to be a problem to put it into the clothes, even if it's going to be tying two parts of the clothes together. Okay? If it's a needle, okay, with alcohol, then it's going to be okay if it's holding the clothes together, okay, and it might even be okay even if it looks like a piece of jewelry. If it's a needle that isn't holding clothes together, then it's going to be aser no matter what. We do a rice if it's not jewelry, we do a button if it is jewelry, and anything else that you want to put in and plug into your clothes for some other purpose is also for sure going to be a maso yichayev chatas. Adkan.